Hello and welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is Module 3 of the Windows Server 2012 Track Access course. In this module, we're going to talk about Track Access and Network Access Protection integration. So let's first understand what Network Access Protection is. Network Access Protection is a feature in Windows that controls access to network resources based on a client computer's identity and compliance with corporate governance policy. NAP allows you to define levels of network access based on who a client is, the groups to which the client belongs, and the degree to which that the client is compliant with corporate governance policy. If a client is not compliant, NAP provides a mechanism to automatically bring the client back into compliance and then dynamically increase its level of network access. NAP platform will require a Windows Server 2008 or later and NAP aware clients. Currently, Windows XP, SP3 and any later client is NAP capable, and on the server side, starting from Windows Server 2008, any server OS is NAP capable. So how does NAP integrate with Direct Access? As you've seen in the earlier modules, we have Direct Access clients connecting over the internet through IPsec. And as you might recall, we are using certificates in order to establish this connection. In this sense, when you implement NAP on top of Direct Access, what happens is the first tunnel gets established by using the regular computer certificate. The second tunnel will not get established because we require a specific type of certificate, which is a health certificate, which comes with NAP. Now, if you continue on this, the direct access server and the client, which is capable of doing NAP and assuming that everything is configured, what will happen is the client will contact something called HRA server. HRA stands for Health Registration Authority, which is the server who is responsible to check if the client is compliant with our policy and to obtain this health certificate. The whole communication and the idea of allowing a client to connect to the network is based on something called Statement of Health, SOH. So the client passes to the HRA its Statement of Health. The HRA will take the Statement of Health and passes over to Network Policy Server for policy validation. This is where you configure your policy and contact the HRA so that the HRA can pass the information to the MPS server. The MPS server will validate against the policy, depending on how you have configured, and will either grant or not grant the access for the direct access client. Assuming in this example that we're granting the client the access because it's compliant with the policy, what will happen is the HRA will go on behalf of the client to the CA server and request a certificate on behalf of the client. The CA will issue the health certificate and pass it over to the HRA, which will then be sent over to the client. Once the client has received the certificate, what will happen is the client will go over and establish an IPsec client-to-corp tunnel, which is the second tunnel, to the direct access server using the health certificate. And now the client can access our corporate resources after being validated by the HRA server, MPS server, and gaining the certificate through the CA server. So this is basically how it works with network access protection and direct access connectivity. So what do we provide in total? We provide an environment where an organization's admin can monitor any client anywhere on the internet in real time and track the organization's computers. By denying access to unhealthy clients, you're actually protecting your network. And giving them chance to automatically remediate themselves is giving the best user experience. So now that we have seen the basics of NAP, let's try to walk through a demo and see how you can integrate network access protection to to your existing Direct Access environment. In order to configure NAP, I would need to configure additional group policy for the NAP client configuration. To do this, I'm going to use our domain controller, which we used in the earlier modules. For this, I'm going to create a new group policy. So I'm opening up the Group Policy Management console, selecting corp.contoso.com, right-click, create a new GPO and link it here. I'm going to call it NAP Client Configuration. And hit OK. I'm going to select NAP Client Configuration, right-click, and edit. Now I've opened the Group Policy Management Editor, and what I need to do is browse down to Windows Settings, Security Settings, and just going to expand this a little bit here, and select Network Access Protection and NAP Client Configuration. And now I want to click on the Enforcement Client. NAP has a couple of different types. The one that we want to use is the IPsec one, because we're using direct access with IPsec. So I'm double-clicking this policy, and I click on Enable, and click on OK. Further, I need to configure the Health Registration Authority server. So I click on the Health Registry Settings, click on Trusted Server Groups, right-click, New. And now I need to give it a name. I'll name it internal, because this is an internal server. Click Next. And now I need to type the URL of the server. In this case, we're going to use an internal server called NAP1. So I'm typing https://nap1.corp.contoso.com/, this is a domain-based HRA, domain HRA, /hcsrvext.dll. This is a specific URL that you need to type in when you configure an HRA server. And then I click on Add and Finish. Now, under Security Settings, what I need to also do is to configure the System Services. So I click on System Services and go over to Network Access Protection. The reason I have to enable this is, by default, the Network Access Protection agent is disabled. So I click on Define this policy and select Automatic, and then click on OK. One other thing I need to do is to go in the Administrative Templates, select the Windows Components, and then Security Center. And I need to turn on the Security Center by default, because NAP relies on the Security Center. If it's not enabled, NAP will not work. So I just have to enable this for the domain PCs. Hit Apply and OK. And by doing this, I have now configured the policy which is required to deploy NAP. However, there is one more additional thing I would like to do, which is the security filtering. I want to remove the authenticated users, because I don't want this to everyone. So I removed it, and I'm going to add the Direct Access Client group, as we did in the earlier modules. So Direct Access Client, hit OK, and close the Group Policy Management. Now that we have configured the domain controller, let's move on and go to App1, which is our internal server, and create and assign the health certificate templates. Because as you might remember, App1 was used to deploy CA server. So I'm going over to App1. I need to open the certificate template, so for that I need the certification authority. I'm going to expand this, click the certificate template. Now right click, manage, go over to the workstation template as we did before, right click, and then duplicate template. Let's change the template display name and call it Direct Access Health Certificate. Alright. Now on the subject name, we need to type in supply in the request. on the extensions tab, we need to add something here. As you might remember, we had server authentication in the earlier module. What we want to now do is add the system health authentication. For this, I'm going to click on Edit, Add, and go down to System Health Authentication. There you go. Click on OK, and OK. And now we have System Health Authentication here. On the Server tab, what I want to do is click on these options to not store the certificates in the CA database and do not include revocation information in issued certificates. This is due to the amount of certificates that we're going to get created when we deploy NAP. By default, every system health certificate is valid for 4 hours, which means every 4 hours at least, a client will come and ask for a new certificate. So we have a lot of certificates coming in, and we don't want to store everything here in the CA database. For this, I need to enable the compatibility settings, switch over to a different compatibility setting, which is 2008R2 for both. And now I can go back to the server and select these two options. Click Apply and click OK. Close the Certificate Templates console. Right-click the Certificate Templates, New, and select Certificate Template to Issue. And now I need to select the Direct Access Health Certificate and click OK. Now, because the HRA server is going on behalf of the client and requesting certificates, it needs the appropriate permissions. So we need to grant permission to the NAP server. In this case, what we're going to do is right-click Certificate Authority here, Properties, select the Security tab, click Add, and we just select the computer account, so we have to tap Computers here, click OK, type NAP1, which is our NAP server, click OK, and then give him the right to read, issue and manage certificates, manage CA, and request certificates, basically everything, and then click on OK. Now that we have configured everything on the CA server, we need to move on to the NAP server. For this, I'm going to open up the NAP server, open the Server Manager dashboard, and we need to install the MPS role and HRA role here. So we click on Add Roles, select Next. We're doing a role-based installation just as we did before. Select the server, which is NAP1, click Next. Now we need to select the Network Policy and Access Services role, accept the defaults with the features, and click Next. And we don't require any features here, so we click Next again. And now we need to select the role services. And here we're going to select the Network Policy Server and the Health Registration Authority and accept the defaults with the features. Now click on Next. Now we want to use an existing remote CA. Click on Select and select Corp App 1 as our CA server, which we deployed earlier. And then click Next. And here we want to select that we require authentication. So we click the first option and click Next. Here we've just validated that we have NAP 1 as our server and our certificate is selected correctly. Click Next. Web server role IIS, we just accept the default. And then confirm the installation and hit install here so that the installation of network policy and access server role along with the HRA role can start. Now that the installation has succeeded, we just hit close. And the next thing we want to do is to configure the health registration authority. For this, I'm just going to hit start, open up the health registration authority MMC. Once it's open, click on the certification authority. Right-click, and go into Properties. And here, I want to select Use Enterprise Certification Authority. And for the Authenticated Compliance Certificate Template, I want to use the Direct Access Health Certificate. And for the Anonymous Compliant Certificate Template, I want to use the same as well. And as you can see, we have the 4 hours of validity time configured here by default. Click on Apply. And OK. Now that we have configured the health registration authority successfully, let's move on and open up the network policy server role where we can configure the connection request policies. In order to do that, I'm going to open up the network policy server, click on Configure NAP and select the method that we want to use. In this case, since we have IPsec, we're going to select IPsec with Health Registration Authority. Click on Next. On the specified NAP enforcement servers running HRA, we're just going to click Next because we're running the HRA on the same server, so we don't have to configure here anything. And here as well, because we're not configuring any radius groups, so we can just click Next. The only thing we want to make sure that to enable auto-remediation of client computers here, which is selected by default, so click on Next. And finally, we hit Finish. Now, the last thing that I want to do is to configure the system security health validator, which means we need to go into the network access protection, select system health validators, Windows security health validator, and settings. And here on the right-hand side, we have default configuration. So let's double-click here. And also if the automatic updating setting is enabled. So we'll click on OK. And this is all you need to do in order to configure the NAP policies on the MPS server. Now that we have configured the NAP server, let's move on to our Direct Access server and make sure it matches this configuration. For this, I'm just going to pop up Edge 1, which is our Direct Access server from the earlier module, go into the Remote Access Management console, and in this case, we're going to select Remote Access Server, which is in Step 2, and click on Edit. As you might remember, in this UI, we had the option to select authentication methods. And here at the bottom, we have the option to say enforce corporate compliance for direct access clients with network access protection. So click on this checkbox and click Finish. Now what I want to do is I want to add the NAP server as an infrastructure server. So I need to click Edit here in the third step. Go over to the management page. And double click here in the empty area and put the FQDN of the server, which is going to be available over the first tunnel. So it's nap1.corp.contoso.com. And then click OK. Now click on Finish. And once we have configured every setting, what we need to do is basically hit Finish and apply, so the new group policy gets created and applied on the servers. As you can see, this does not take a long time because this is basically updating the existing policy. It's not recreating a complete new one. So I click Close, and now I have successfully configured network access protection on the direct access server. What I would like to do now is to move over to the client one, as we used before, and simply reboot it. So once the client is rebooted, we expect it to have the direct access settings as well as the network access protection settings. So now that the client has rebooted, let's log on with the domain user. So let's start PowerShell. As administrator, and then confirm UAC. And now I want to control and check if the policy has been applied correctly. For this, I just need to run the get command with service and NAP agent, which is basically the network access protection service. And as you can see, the network access protection agent service is running successfully. The other command I want to run is netsh nap client show group policy. This is in order to see if the group policy has been applied correctly and that the HRA server is configured correctly as well. As you can see, I have a URL for the HRA server, https nap1.corp.contoso.com/domain-hra/hcsrvext.dll, and that the IPsec relying party is enabled here. So what I'm going to do now is to move the client to the internet